And now this is a dictation. For James, Mikey, M-I-K-E-K. June 1938, address as a letter to Dr. Saxena, 4632249. Dear Dr. Saxena, post-hospital follow-up. Progressive renal failure. Recent urinary retention, comes accompanied with daughter, follows with Dr. Lou, L-I-U, failed attempt of removal of pulmonary catheter, placed back. Not a candidate for surgical procedure as he has significant cardiomyopathy. He's not interested to learn to place the catheter himself. He's very hard of hearing, uses a cane. Diabetes has been poorly controlled. In the hospital of metformin, Jardiance, Januvia. Jardiance was started at higher dose, is not helping. We place back diuretics because of edema, presently off Avapro, off bicarbonate, not needed anymore, has not required any supplemental oxygen, denies nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, uses inhalers, no oxygen or CPAP machine, stable dyspnea, minor orthopnea, no PND, other review system negative. Present medications, I want to highlight the Lasix, Bisoprolol, for diabetes, Jardiance. It started on Flomax and Proscar. Present weight. Not available, blood pressure, nurse, 112.68. Very distant breast sounds, probably COPD, emphysema. No gross dullness, no gross wheezing, no pericardial rap, no abdominal distension, tympanic, but no gross ascites, stable edema, 2-3 plus below the knees, hard of hearing, normal speech. He has low ejection fraction, about 45%. Moderate pulmonary hypertension, atrial fibrillation. Right ventricle considered normal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, July 29, anemia 10.4, normal white blood cell platelet, large MCB at 103. Creatinine has improved to 164, representing a GFR of 40. Low sodium, normal potassium, normal acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, glucose poorly controlled. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure, recent acute and chronic from urinary retention, has an indwelling folate catheter, also underlying CHF, low ejection fraction as indicated above. No indication for dialysis, continue chemistry on a regular basis. For CHF, salt fluid restriction, diuretics, presently off Avapro, diabetes poorly controlled, present GFR is better than 30. He should be able to go back to metformin. Metformin is not nephrotoxic to the kidney. The risk is lactic acidosis with advanced renal failure. Not advised for GFR less than 30. That's not the case. His GFR is 40. Present anemia does not require EPO treatment. No need for phosphorus binders. Low sodium multifactorial is minor. Presently normal potassium. Consider compressing stockings. Continue inhalers for COPD. Plan to see him back in 4 months, end of dictation.